Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Welcome back. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, as well as 1798Part2.org, as well as RepublicReview.org. As you know, it's getting a little late to be buying those Christmas gifts, but you can get my books either via download from Amazon on your Kindle for your e-books, or the physical books. Just get them from me, and that way Amazon doesn't make all that money to try to influence the conversion of our good republic and the rest of the world into communism, because obviously that's where they're promoting and sending us to. I want to have a very special conversation today. In addition to going down the path of speaking of what's going on in China and the organ harvesting, today's actually a very unique and special day. I remember this day very specifically because it is my father-in-law's birthday. But my father-in-law shares a birthday with somebody that was special. And even though I never got a chance to meet my father-in-law, he passed before my wife and I married. It's one of those, you know, here's a person that had a huge influence on, you know, the one person that means the world to you. And if you don't get a chance to find out their mettle and, you know, those things that they embedded to understand the character and all of that, it's sad, because it's nice to know, especially in the family perspective, it's nice to know those types of things. And so let me just say this, that we are at literally the precipice of the big communist revolution. There is no doubt in my mind, the powers that are playing this whole global communist conversion is working ardently and feverishly to get us to that point. That's why I've been focused on how they've been indoctrinating our kids in school. That's, you know, they've been working feverishly in the market systems, as well as growing government, as well as growing the paradigm within the citizenry, in getting people to feel that government is the answer, that entitlement is a God-given right. As a matter of fact, they're doing everything they can to marginalize, you know, Christ, Christianity, and everything else, that the new God is the state. And it is kind of like a morphing of. I mean, you can kind of go over there and, you know, seem religious, but don't get too religious on us, because we'll shut you down. There's way too much of that going on. What's really bad is when you absolutely have people that are running out judging, because I caught wind of somebody who was kind of being judgmental of Trump in talking about Christmas and so forth, you know, what a sinner he is and so forth. And I go, come on, if it requires perfection for somebody to speak and to, you know, have focus on him who, you know, basically saved us all, especially his birth and celebrating it, then I don't think any of us would be able to be in the position of saying anything, because we're not perfect. And I think we can all acknowledge that. So we need to quit being so judgmental. We need to set aside our differences, and we need to set aside our self-interest, as the framers did, and literally, you know, focus on those things that will help us solve these problems. Remember, they, the government, the evil people, do not want us uniting, because if we're united, they cannot stop us. So anyway, back to this whole Stephen Biko thing. We're going to be bringing in Mitchell Nicholas Gerber as soon as we come back from the break, less than a minute away. And so I wanted to talk to him before we got back on to the, you know, again, the evil Chinese Communist Party regime and so forth. I wanted to talk to him because he's from South Africa, his perspective regarding Mandela and Biko, and, you know, how the world has been completely silent about what the heck is going on in South Africa, and how Mandela was completely silent instead of stepping up and saying, this is wrong, this is the wrong direction we're going. And so what we need to do is, and what I want to do is, I just have this short conversation, and then after that one segment, or this coming segment, we'll get into the Chinese organ harvesting again. So folks, please stay tuned, and you have a very special interview coming up. So enjoy, and we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model, on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
And folks, we have Mitchell Nicholas Gerber with us still. And I appreciate you hanging on, Mitchell, but I want to take a divergent before we get back on to the continued conversation of what the heck is going on in China and, you know, that evilness there. Because I understood your roots were in South Africa, and because today happens to be a very significant day to me in history, especially South African history, because South African, the people, the culture, and the nation had an opportunity to have a leader in truly an individual liberty. And I saw him as like a Thomas Jefferson in South Africa. And that man was Stephen Bantu Biko, and commonly known as Stephen Biko. And I kind of understand that he was probably before your time, because he was killed in September 1977 during a police investigation. And so did you ever learn anything about him?
I did not learn too much about him at school. I was too young to learn. You know, when I was living under apartheid, I was born in 1980 when apartheid was in its prime. And I remember Nelson Mandela. I actually saw him at a synagogue that I went to, because I come from a Jewish family in Johannesburg, and he was invited to speak while he was president. and I saw him. But in 1990, he came out of prison and he became president in 1995 in South Africa.
Right. And so he was actually in prison for a very long time. As a matter of fact, I don't know. Do you know when he was incarcerated?
Nelson Mandela?
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly. I think in the 80s as well. He was found that he spent nearly 27 and a half years in prison. And when he came out, what I remember with Nelson Mandela was, instead of taking vengeance against his apartheid predecessors who harmed him, harmed his family, I mean, caused terrible, terrible degradation and hardship for black people, he decided to have a change of character. He decided to come out with forgiveness and compassion and liberate everybody and unite everybody in a way that I never saw and experienced before, whether black, brown, albino, black or white. And he was a wonderful president, as I remember him. I spent 5 years living under his rule. I was 10 years old to 15, and I never experienced any revolutions, any violence. Right. There was a unity, there was a peace after the apartheid regime collapsed. And
right.
So he, with his compassion, I think, because a man can change in life, mm-hmm. GR, he can
yeah.
change in life.
Sure.
But Stephen Biko, he actually was—he was born on December 18th, about 4 days to go. But I think he was also a very good man.
Yeah,
what
yes.
he did.
Right. So Mandela was imprisoned. I just quickly looked it up. Good old Google. Actually, I use DuckDuckGo primarily, but I just happen to have the window with Google. Anyway, he was imprisoned in 1962. And he basically was serving a life sentence because of his radical revolutionary movement. And in the 60s, that's when one would find the communist movement was really pushing forward around the world. In Mexico, it was already rearing its head. Actually, Mexico and America, it was the 50s. And I'm going to venture to say the push for communism around the world in instituting and getting it injected into society was in the 50s. So anyway... It was obvious to me, and this is my analysis, that he wasn't perceived as a threat. The ideas and what he was doing was not considered as radical enough as Stephen Biko, because when they finally arrested Biko, they realized that this guy was going to be a Thomas Jefferson and literally lead a revolution of liberty. And there's a movie called Cry of Freedom that came out, I want to say it was the 80s. But anyway, what do you remember when the movement actually went, when Mandela became president and the transition out? But the communist movement literally started coming in, and he didn't do anything. He did not lift a finger in stopping and becoming an opponent of the communist movement taking over South Africa. And that, to me, that just reeks of his lack of leadership in that category.
Absolutely. You know, communism, specifically Chinese communism, it's a demon specter that has controlled most of the Asian world for the last 50 plus years. It's infiltrated into Africa. I was actually on a African-American talk show about maybe 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and I was explaining to them how, because of the Chinese communists infiltrating into South Africa and brainwashing and indoctrinating the black leaders there and the African leaders, not to mention the Asian leaders and also now the leaders in the free world and even South America, they have decimated the constitutional republics, the free traditional values of society, and you also see it from the modern leftist perspective of how they want to destroy the concept of libertarianism and constitutional republic and the constitutional values. So when communism enters into any nation, its fundamental purpose is to destroy. It's a reign of terror. It is a poison. that unfortunately has seeped and did seep into South Africa, and now that is what is causing the demise of our of the nation of South Africa, of the Republic of South Africa, this communistic reign of terror with Julius Malema and Cyril Ramaphosa, who is the puppet of this communist ANC that is now calling for a land reappropriation, the violence and the bloodshed and the murder of whites. Just recently, a top ANC official was calling in the government killing of white children and white babies and killing of white families and take their land and destroy them. So this is very serious. So yep. Even though Nelson Mandela was part of the ANC and part of the communist regime, the way he conducted himself and the way he tried to change and bring about a new South Africa was exemplary compared to what the communists are doing now in terms of Julius Malema and what they're doing in the ANC right now. So even though, say what you want to say about Nelson Mandela, and he was on the FBI list until at least his late 90s, he still did a good thing in trying to unify us in South Africa. But compared to what's going on now, I'm very concerned about what's going on, especially with the white genocide and the farmers that are being killed in South Africa because of communism.
Right. Well, the one thing I want to point out is during his funeral, which I forget when he passed away, it was like a year ago or so. It's recent. It's recent enough, but it was definitely during the time when the communist regime and the oppression had really reared its head and has just really gone crazy on steroids in South Africa. And there's been complete silence by the mainstream media and, you know, by everybody else. It's just very few people that really know what the heck's going on in South Africa today. And so we got about 2 minutes. I mean, I'm not sure if if you kind of watch the fact that, because they really glorified him, but there was absolute silence regarding what the heck's going on in South Africa today. It's just as bad, if not worse, than what was going on with apartheid. I think it's just equally as evil.
It's more evil because communism is a demon specter. It is the worst of the worst. There's nothing like communism in this world. And apartheid was a form of tyranny, but communism it becomes normalized. Where apartheid wasn't normalized, the whole world knew about it, the whole world knew how evil it was. That's why the American government at that time put sanctions on South Africa. So the South Africans were not allowed to participate in many things, especially in trade, international trade, because of what was going on. But today, as you will see, look at China, how it has become the world's trading partner. You have the United Nations controlled by China, the Vatican controlled by the communist regime. So, and even all of Africa is controlled by the communist regime and the radical jihadists, who are also funded by the communist regime and the reign of terror in China. Even, South Africa is backed by the Chinese communist regime. And now you have the left with the radical left and the radical Dems in this country who are outright just calling themselves democratic socialists. It's shocking to me. It's dangerously shocking to me that communism has spread, and nothing like communism. So Nazism, fascism, apartheid, you can't even compare. I mean, even Nero in the ancient Roman world with the Christians, persecuting Christians, cannot compare to what communism. I mean,
right.
There is no other system that has killed more people and destroyed more than communism.
Right. Well, thank you for letting me take this divergence for this one segment, because it happens to be Stephen Bantu Biko's birthday. And so, folks, we're at a hard break, and we're going to have Mitchell come right back, and we're going to dive right back into where we were on the live Chinese organ harvesting. So please stay tuned, and we will be right back after this. Thank you so much. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
I'm here, G.O. Don't worry, I'm here.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK. Or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
Okay, so I've just bored you again, kind of going through what I think would be a very powerful marketing scheme. And I even think the market to penetrate would be Utah. And so what do you think about that?
I think it's amazing. I think it's absolutely wonderful. And I'm actually going to talk to some producers that I've met in Vietnam. I sat down with not famous, but he's been around. He's been in advertising for a long time. He got really good high honors in London for filming, and we sat down and we talked. We were going to make a documentary about exposing the forced organ harvesting, and this would be an amazing way to get the word out. And we just need to find the funding. And we will do this because this will be exposed. And your idea, no, you're not boring us at all, GR. Your testament to this and support of help is amazing, and I love your idea, and I'm going to do it.
Okay, so let me ask, because that begs another question. As you identify, that you're working out of Vietnam. Vietnam is a communist country, and sure. I would think that you're really living in peril while you're there trying to do what you're doing. Is that a false nomer, or is that a reality for you?
You know, it says like the greatest honor is to live a noble life, right?
Yeah.
I don't mind dying a noble death, but that's the thing. I love putting myself on the front lines, because I can be in America, and if the Lord brings me back here, so be it. But I'm going to be going back to Vietnam, seeing what I can do there, seeing what the angles, because everything works in divine time. I've always realized this. No matter how hard you push, no matter what you try and plan, everything takes its turn. But as long as your heart is right and you stand on the right side of destiny and you make the right choices to do what is right, everything falls into place. And you have faith in yourself, and you have faith in God, and you have faith in others, and you have faith in the mission. And yes, there's no reason. There's no coincidence that we're talking. So, yes, we are in peril, yet we're not in peril. Does that make sense? It's dangerous, but we are safe, and we will do what we can do to get the word out. And
okay. So let me ask you this, because a lot of people don't understand that China is in conquest mode. They've basically taken and assumed control over Tibet. They've taken and controlled and assumed control over other sovereign states like Taiwan. What about Vietnam? I mean, Vietnam is literally right there on the border as well. Is Vietnam a sub-state that China is really taking control of, or is there? Okay.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. But they've had wars. The Vietnamese and the Chinese have had wars. And just like, you know, the Vietnamese are strong people. They've had the French invade them, the Chinese invade them. I wish the Americans would have taken Vietnam, held Vietnam, because Ho Chi Minh actually, he talked to Truman, and he wanted to be a colony of America, but Truman didn't allow that. I'm not sure how true that is, but I heard that, and it was kind of interesting. But when Ho Chi Minh took over and the fall of Saigon was imminent and 50,000 American lives were lost over a lie, it was very sad. But living in communist Vietnam, yes, the Communist Party in China has controlled the VCP. And they've issued a 112 policy to root out any Falun Gong practitioners or any human rights advocacies or any of our movements that are trying to get the word out about what is happening. And any human rights atrocity, especially with China. Yes, China has pumped – not China. China has been hijacked by the communist regime. The Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, has infiltrated into Vietnam. It has become a sub-state, just like Thailand, just like Cambodia, just like Burma. The communist regime is a conquest state. And I was going to say that before I move on, there's a saying in history that many empires – killed in order to conquer. The Chinese Communist Party conquers in order to kill, conquers in order to destroy, conquers in order to wipe out. And, you know, under its reign, it's wiped out about 100 million people, just in China alone, not to mention all the other dictatorships that it has, it controls to this day, and how evil it is. And that's why people should be more concerned and more aware that the cultural Marxism that is infiltrated into the university students and the universities of the liberal universities, and the Antifa, how this has risen, and the far right or the far left, now they call them the Democrats, are calling themselves Democratic Socialists. This is the preliminary stage of communism. This is all infiltrated from communist China, pushed by the globalist control to destroy the population to six and a half billion, okay, like you said with the Georgia Guy Stones, and control them in a communist style system. But it won't, using the communist style party system, which has been held up by a threat now in economics. That's it. Because in China, what has gone on, there's a lot of intel out there, and being doing this for a lot of time, you can see the trends. And within a 2 to 5 years' time, you're going to see the communist regime collapse, communism fail completely, because it's the last stronghold in this world. Stalinist Russia collapsed. Every single communist bloc has collapsed because communism is an evil specter. It cannot last long. And China is the last, and they want to destroy America. The communist regime. They want to take over, just like the globalists want to control. And they're using communist, the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, to destroy. But that will not last long, and that will collapse because it's a huge conflict. You have a social, political, and economic arm in China. There's three pegs. The social has been broken. Okay, they are revolting like crazy. The communist regime can't control much longer. They think on the surface it seems very much in control, but it's completely destroyed. The people don't want it anymore, hate it, are revolting. They want the Western style. They want the freedom. They want America. I know, I see it all the time. They're begging for the traditional values. They're begging for the freedoms of America, and they want it. And 80% of the people do not like communism, 90%. It's even written in the passports of the American Constitution. Communism is evil. Nazism is evil. They will not allow it. But because of the hijacking from the communist and the cultural Marxism and the push by the globalists to destroy the American Republic, thank God Trump is trying to fight against it and buy us time so God can do the rest. Then God can do the rest, because we are truly in divine time right now. We are truly in revelations, and we do our best to survive and do our best to expose the truth.
Well, so let me give you GR's perspective, because the Revelations clearly states that the whole world is going to be deceived. And I believe you're right. I believe the Chinese Communist Party will appear to collapse, just like the Russian Communist Party or the Russian communism collapsed, and all of these, even Cuba is kind of collapsing. However, the players, to me, the real crossroads they had to get past was the ability to obtain the technology to literally manage and control every facet of a person's life. And as China is in that petri dish of proving and literally deploying that type of mechanism, then the way the whole world gets deceived is when they see the Chinese Communist Party and they become this open society. That is the perception that is the house of cards, because everybody will all of a sudden think, oh, well, you know, now we can all participate. And as you said, they're marketing this concept, and the kids in school and the progressives are going to be selling this like crazy. The Bible says that the world will be fooled.
Exactly. You nailed it, Gian. You nailed it. And unfortunately, Google just... They believe. I mean, how can people betray their consciences like this? How can people stand on the wrong side of destiny, knowing that they're doing evil?
Easy. It's easy. The ends justify the means.
I know, and it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart, GR. Uh-huh. And that's what the enemy is, the indifference, is the apathy. But thank God for people like you and your listeners. And yes, if anyone would like to share with me a way to, I mean, the funding is important, but like I said, I want to do this marketing. We're going to do this documentary in Vietnam, and the money will come. I know the money will come. The angles will come. I believe in God, and I believe in the humanity, and I believe in doing the right thing. And when you believe in doing the right thing and focus on the right thing, whether you're in business, whether you're making a fortune in business, and you can make a fortune if you see the angle, take the angle, and you can make a fortune. And please God, after being successful, you find the significance in serving and helping others with the wealth and the riches and the fortune that God has bestowed upon you as a blessing.
Right, right.
I found the significance. Now I can find the success in making some money. And what I will do through my businesses and through my funding, which I'm working on, when I gain the resources, what is a man who cannot make the world a better place and contribute a little bit? I want to fund this. But I've raised money before, and that's not a problem. I just, you know, it's step by step. And yes, I would love to give the email to you. People can reach out to me, can give me some ideas, advice. It will be wonderful. And I'm working with a really good guy in Vietnam, putting a little script together, putting everything together, because we are going to make a serious documentary and do exactly what you say, campaigns and market it to people, because there are people out there, and when it's done right, and it will be done right, no doubt about it, with your idea, with your blessing, GR, which is amazing, because you've added so much texture, so much clarity, not boredom, but so much wealth to this, to the conversation and values. It's amazing. Just for me to speak about the Falun Gong and the others who have been killed like this and why it affects people would be wonderful. So that's the next stage, and that's going to be implemented, evaluated, and executed in due time.
Okay.
And that time.
So I'm going to have to cut you off again. So you're going to have to hold on to give us your email. And actually, there's a couple of other things. So we'll do one more segment if you've got the time, and I believe you do. So please hold on, and we'll get the email from you, and we'll kind of have a wrap up. And folks, please stay tuned. We will be back right after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue.
Okay, so Mitchell, let's go ahead and start off with, what is your email?
My email is M for Mitch, GERBER444 at gmail.com.
And I'll just repeat that. That's MGERBER444 at gmail.com. And folks, I'll be putting this on my Red State Talk Radio podcast on Reclaiming the Republic. So you'll be able to just, you know, click on that and go send an email to Mitchell. And that way we can, you can directly engage, you can provide support or whatever. Obviously, we all need to get behind all of this. But what I wanted to do, and I'm not sure if you're really familiar with the auditing of the Constitution and what we're trying to do, but this is auditing the Constitution, because the way the Communist Party, and if you haven't looked at the outcome of this past election, how red states have turned blue from voter fraud and election fraud, and how we're literally set up to collapse within probably 4 to 5 years. I've been saying from 2 to 5, and so next year it'll be literally 1 to 4 years. But the point is that if I can get one or two states to get started, then they can actually educate all of the rest of the states, so that when the political urgency comes around the corner, when Congress says, oh, we've got this financial crisis, or we've got this problem, or we got that problem, we will have enough of the states that will have enough understanding of the Constitution that when Congress says we have to set aside the Constitution, they'll be able to stand up and say, you don't have the authority to do that. Only we can do that. And therefore, you know, at that point in time, if they haven't already audited the Constitution, that will begin. So America won't be, I truly believe that if we get this moving, America will not be sucked into this, and that America will actually be able to quickly shake off all of these chains that the Communist Party has infiltrated us over the past century very quickly, and actually stand up and engage the rest of the world.
That is exactly what is going to happen. And when the Communist Party collapses, America will be at peace. The eagle and the red dragon. The dragon will be ended soon. That is my hope, that is my faith, and that is my trust, and I do believe it. And with divine intervention, as a God-fearing man, I know it's going to commence. And what you just said, GR, is 100%. You put the nail on the coffin. Yeah, I agree.
And so I know that you're going to get started. You're going to hopefully, as I've recommended before, you get a 501c3 set up here so that people can start actually contributing on a regular basis, you know, whether it be $20 a month or what have you. Just imagine if you just got 1% of the population contributing, and that's a very small percentage, but it's a big number, because that's, what is that, 30 million? I think that's 33 million.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. And it doesn't take much money to do documentary, because, you know, just for the exposure and for the expenses. And I raised about $8,000 on GoFund for the children in the slums of Kenya. And, you know, I don't take money for myself. What I do is I receive the money, and it goes 100% to people. To the children, to the mission at work, because the expenses to eat, for food, for transport, people actually beg me to take it, because I'm not that kind of guy. I like to make this is for a mission. This is not for me. But even though I'm doing it, I need to pay the people that I'm involved with, drivers and cameramen and all that kind of stuff, and producing, and that's where the money, those are the expense costs. Yeah, and this is for humanity. So and with me, people feel good investing in me, because they know that they're going to feel an incredible happiness by doing something good in life. And that's the bottom line. Because when people invest in me, the money goes to very, very sacred and special things and powerful things. It doesn't go to lavishes and riches and wealth. It goes to really good causes, as exposing the persecution of Falun Gong. And the thing is that people feel very good. That's the blessing that they receive. That's the value that they receive. Is the feel good that money can't buy. It's a heartfelt feeling that, wow, I've contributed to something special. So yes, in the drawing months and year, GR. There's going to be some wonderful changes. I do believe it, because now you reap what you sow. I think it's from a Bible verse. You reap what you sow. I don't read the Bible, and I'm more of a spiritual man, but I think the basic instructions before leaving Earth, which is the Bible, basic instructions before leaving Earth, there is wisdom in the Bible. And there's wisdom in religion, and there's wisdom in the scrolls of old, and the sages of old, and you reap what you sow. What is a man who cannot make the world a better place? And as Maximus Decimus Meridius said in Gladiator, a Ridley Scott's a film, what we do in life echoes in eternity. And it nails what we are doing, because this is the time. This is revelation. This is when the heart is judged, the soul is put on the table. Put your cards on the table. This is a poker game. Put your card on the table. Play your hands. Take the risks. Do what needs to be done, and because you know it's the right thing to do. No fear. And, you know, what we do in life echoes in eternity. So, yes, you'll be hearing from me, GR, and I'll be hearing from you for sure, because this is not the end of it. This is just continuation of something that is monumental to come. And it's going to be soul-stirring, that people can't believe this is going on under their noses, especially when you're dealing with such a trade partner of communist China, when all the goods, for Christmas goods, the Thanksgiving, most of it's coming from communist China. And where is it coming, or who is being made? Slave labor goods. And then when you hear about the forced organ harvesting, people are going to be really soul-stirred, and there's going to be a lot of people who want to come to help. Nowadays, because of the fake news media, because of the communist regime infiltrating and deceiving, as you said, the world will be deceived, the world will be fooled. But out of that fooledness, we will expose the truth, and it will be a brighter day for people to come and help and save the day with us. So, yeah. Thank you, GR, for letting me come on your show.
No problem.
You know, people reach out to me. If there's anyone that wants me on the show, if anyone wants to contribute, I will share exactly how it's going to contribute and what we're going to do. But thank you, GR, for letting me just to share. Oh, and by the way, if I may, GR, share about the websites that people can go and take a look. I know it's on your site.
Sure.
Your site is wonderful. But for people to just understand about what Falun Gong is, try the exercises. If you're feeling a little stressed out, if you're feeling like your back is sore, you feel like you want to do a little kind of type of yoga or tai chi and you've never tried, consider practicing or learning the Falun Gong exercises. You can type in, you can see the exercises at falundafa.org. It's called Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong. It's the same practice. The exercises are for free. It's done in 114 different countries. Really good for the body. And if I may, I know it's not the best thing to say, and forgive me for saying this, but you'll realize once you practice the Falun Dafa, also known as the Falun Gong exercises, your body will feel incredibly healthy and realize why the communist regime has targeted this particular group out of any other group for the organs and killing them for the organs in China, making a multi-billion-dollar profiteering business off of the organs. But yeah, stoporganharvesting.org. You can also go to endtransplantabuse.org.
Right.
Then there's for the cynical people out there, the critical people of saying like, well, is this really going on? I mean, who's this guy? I want to see evidence. I want to see proof. Well, the creme de la creme is the Kilgore Matas report. KILGOUR-MATAS report. Kilgore and Matas report. There's also Ethan Gutman's book, The Slaughter. And then you can go to even more so, DAFOH, which is DAFOH.org, DAFOH, Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting.org, DAFOH.org. And then those, and one more, if I may, if I've got some time, GR, there's one more website for those who really want to divulge deep behind the lines of the Red Veil in communist China to really learn about how evil this communist specter is. The publication has been released by the Epoch Times. Just type in Epoch Times Communism and you'll see the publication. Or you can go to ninecommentaries.com, www.ninecommentaries.com. It's a free publication that will surely blow your mind after reading it.
Okay, so we've got about a minute left. I want to, one, thank you for coming on, and two, you know, you're more than welcome to come back when you've got some, you know, information and or you want to give us a status. I don't mind pinging you if I don't hear from you. But more importantly, I would love to have I think it's Kilgore and a few of the other people that are going around the world and testifying and so forth. So if you wouldn't mind either connecting me, introducing me to those folks as well, that way we can get, you know, their perspective and what they're kind of doing as well. I don't want to necessarily get into how you're operating in Vietnam because you're in harm's way. And right. So, but I do know that, it's just a matter of hearing it from different voices and hearing it from different perspectives, because you can have one person bear witness of something and that's, you know, that can kind of resonate in somebody. But when you start hearing the witnesses of others in talking about this, then it starts broadening and it has, I think, a greater impact. So if you've got the time, if you want to do some introduction emails for me, I'd love to have them on. We can do some Skyping interviews just like this, but we got 20 seconds. Any saved rounds?
Thank you, GR. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Whoever I've talked to out there, whoever's listening, please go to the websites, talk about this with your kids, your family members, your board meetings, and try the Falun Gong exercises.
Okay.
And GR, pleasure. Thank you so
much
for helping.
You bet. God bless you, and we will have you back on sometime soon, okay?
God bless too, GR. Talk
all right.
Soon.
You bet. Bye. Folks, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. So please stay tuned. And again, I'll be right back after this. I believe your takeaway from this conversation has to be how evil and insidious communism is. And if we do not take action, we are in big trouble. This is not something that we're going to be able to just kind of tolerate. This is not one of those things that you kind of condition yourselves for. This is literally hell on earth. And so like I said, if we don't start taking action, this is going to engulf us. Communism is engulfing every place, every clime in the world. And I was really appreciative of being able to take the little tangent with Mitchell earlier regarding what was happening in South Africa. And it just seems like all the elites and all those people up at the top, they don't care. They understand their position in the grand scheme of things. What is funny and what is, I think, ironic, and it's actually sad, not funny, is that those people who think, you know, these big promoters, the academics, and these kids, Antifa and so forth, 9 times out of 10, when you look at the historical information, they're not going to be around because they're usually the ones that become trouble. They're the ones that are perceived as trouble because they're the hardcore activists and so forth. I mean, there hasn't been a lot of places that have actually, you know, finalized the transition into communism where those people were kept around. More importantly, I'm hoping that you can find the space and the mind model that there is nothing else that we can do other than acting, and the best act, the best thing that we can do moving forward would be literally getting with your state legislators, getting with your party, getting with the Republican Party, not just your party, but getting with the Republican Party, get engaged, get involved, and tell them we need to audit the Constitution and get the federal government back into compliance. If we set that message, we could actually save the world. As Trevor Lawton says, as America goes, so goes the world. And I truly believe that we're on a path that it has no good point of return. We actually have to stop and change the direction that we are going. And so I put that out to you. With that, I also want to let you know what we've got coming up. And so I believe what we have coming up is Aaron Tilbury. And then we're going to have, let me see here. I believe the way we're going to stack this is we will have Mark Erbach on Thursday. So Aaron Tilbury will be tomorrow. And in addition, we will have Keith Broders as well as Trevor Lawton coming up. So you definitely want to be stay in tune this week because I've got a lot of people talking. And especially with Keith Broders and Trevor Lawton, they are going to, you know, reinforce this whole concept that we absolutely have to start taking action. And with Keith, we're going to be talking about the 17th Amendment and getting pressure put onto the states in having them actually step up and rescind their ratification of the 17th Amendment and those who never did ratify going down the path of actually appointing. Let's start draining the swamp. Let's start sending the messages that we can do this and we've got this, because once we start going down that path, folks, it'll be a lot easier. Now, there will be pressure on some. I will tell you that there's going to be probably some pressure on me, but we've got to get this to a point where this isn't about me. This isn't about you. This is about us and taking back the Republic. And so with that, I also want to just, you know, finalize. I wish my wife's family a happy birthday for their father specifically, because it is his day. Even though he has passed, it does not mean that he has passed in their minds, and the memories hold dear and near these great experiences that have literally founded their personalities and so forth. So congratulations, a happy birthday for them, and I will be back tomorrow. So God bless. I am G.R. Mobley. I'm reclaiming the Republic, and I need your help. Thank you so much.
Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities.